Hello. It's talking Traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today looking at automating for audits. So when I was at the financial services firm and I get audited and they'd be like, you say you did this. I'm like, I did do that. Where's the evidence? I'm like, it got done? They're like, no, we need a ticket. Okay, I'll put in the ticket. And after a while, that only scales so far, right? And now I'm on the opposite side and I go in and I say, hey, how's it going? I'm Wolf. You said you did this. I'm like, I did. Where's the evidence? That's done. I'm like, I need a ticket. You know, I become the guy. It's terrible. So tip for you. There are ways to automate these tickets so you don't drive yourself crazy. And here are some of those ways. One, have a ticketing system that allows the automation of the ticket themselves or allows you to schedule creation of tickets. That is key, so that the ticket just pops up and you don't have to remember to do it. And you can demonstrate that it is in the queue, right? So when the auditor comes in or when your security guy looks for it, look, there's a ticket and it was created on this date. And here's what it was attesting to. One, automating ticket creation. Vital. Two, don't create a ticket for every activity. That's ridiculous. You drive yourself crazy. And it'll be a lot of redundant. Open the ticket, fill out the ticket, close the ticket. It's too much, right? Way too much. A better way to do that is to have one ticket per time period, right? Maybe you have daily activities you do. Maybe you have weekly activities you do. Maybe there's things you do monthly, quarterly, biannually, whatever it is. And create the ticket for that. So you have a ticket that says 3-month security tasks, right? These are things you do quarterly. And then there goes, confirm, you know, that the app owners agree that you should have access to these apps. Confirm that there's no disabled accounts. Confirm that, you know, all the patches are applied, right? Everything you do quarterly. Perform an ASV scan for your PCI environment. All those quarterly tasks, roll them into one. Which gets to point three, which is don't make it hard in your auditor to figure out what you're doing. Copy the controls from whatever standard you're doing or being checked against and throw it in that ticket. So that when it gets created, it says, here's the point and time. Here's the tasks I'm performing. These tasks satisfy these controls. And four, attach evidence to it and close it. It doesn't need to be closed right away, right? If you have a quarterly task, you can do it a week or two later. But that way you know everything in the quarter that you need to do. It's your running to-do list, basically. And that way, you attach the evidence to it, and at any point in time, if you leave or someone else comes in to do the audit or whatever, you've got everything you need to do. Now, there are those out there that say, Wolf, that sounds great. Thank you for helping me. But remember that compliance is not security. And I agree. Compliance is not security. They're spelled completely differently. I realized that the other day. I was typing email. Anyways. The point is, by automatically creating the email, by doing it per time period, by having a calendar in place that says what you're going to do, by attesting what those controls are and attaching the evidence, you are performing security tasks. Now, there is the fact that you can still bypass that, or there's additional things you should do for security and all those other things, and I agree with that. But at the end of the day, you're performing a night watchman process, right? You're walking around, you're rattling the windows, you're checking the doors, you're confirming that things are locked. By rolling those security tasks along with your compliance things, you've got a strong mechanism to make sure that the people who are performing the tasks do those tasks and do it in a way that's audible, repeatable, and demonstrable. That's my spiel. I think that's how you should set it up. What I miss, what I get wrong, hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.